Jesse, we were just talking to Troy. I don't know if you were there when he was talking about, kind of the attitude of the team. And know that social issues again have become headliners across the board. And Troy was just saying that the team's really locked in on Navy and maybe not gotten tried to avoid getting distracted or paying attention to other things. What have you seen, and how big is it to have a team focused like these guys are right now?
Yeah, I think it's critical during these times, and I echo what Troy said about the focus being on Navy, but I also think there's a message that you can be focused on a task at hand and still honor and respect, some things that are going on right now. And I think that's kind of the message to a lot of our guys right now is we're prepping for Navy, but we understand there are very, very serious issues that, people, are standing up against, and we support whatever our guys individually feel, because it's a real sensitive times right now. But we also have a game with Navy coming up, and I think there's definitely an ability to balance, those two things, and I think our team's done tremendous with that stuff.
Coach, everyone's interested in the new guys. Can you give us an update on maybe Chris Jackson and Cody Epps, how they're looking, and what we can maybe expect from them this coming year?
Yeah, they've both been very, very pleasant sight this camp. They've done what kind of we expected and we're hopeful for. Chris has done a great job at coming in, picking up the offense, bringing some real toughness to this group. He's a, a lot of people love his story, and I think you can, when you watch him play, you can see that mentality. You can see that back up against the wall, fighting for everything mentality, and I think it's really elevated the mental toughness of our group. Cody's awesome in terms of just his football savviness. He's come in and he's picked the playbook up, knows the position like a guy who's been playing for several years. And so that's a big credit to him, his work ethic, the people who have, mentored and helped him, along this way. And so they've been, great for me and being in the room. And then just the other two newcomers, Miles Davis, is such a talent, and I'm really excited for his ceiling, what he can do. And Terrence Falls the same. Unfortunately, he battled an early injury that wasn't severe, but it kept him out long enough that he wasn't able to, get all the reps that a lot of the other newcomers were. But in the short time he's been back with us, he's definitely showcased his ability and has gotten a lot of guys excited for what he can do. So really happy for all four new guys and what the addition they've been to our room.
Go ahead, Mitch.
Yeah, Fessy, I'm just curious. I know you're focused on your receiver room and making sure they're ready for the Navy game, but I'm just curious, what do you make of the stage and the opportunity this BYU program and Navy as well just has to be a featured game, national TV, Labor Day night? Just what do you make of the upcoming setting that this program's going to have?
Yeah, I'm really excited. Man, everyone knows this year has been it's been crazy to say the least. Just it's been a giant tug of war of emotions for many people, rightfully so. And just wherever you stand on anything, it will to me it will just be a nice sigh of relief to just get out onto the field and play a football game and have some fun. Do it in a classy way, sportsmanship with, an unbelievable team. The Naval Academy, like what a great opportunity for us and a good reminder about what we have in this country and the freedoms we're able to enjoy. And so to play a team like that, to go toe to toe with them, to open it up on Labor Day, it's a great storyline, and we're super excited for it.
Go ahead, Jay, then Jared.
Essie, as far as kind of the preparation and like the normal game week, where are you guys? Are you, for instance, are you on a Monday or a Tuesday as far as approaching as if the game were Saturday?
Yeah, roughly. And us offensively, we're probably on a Tuesday and hoping to repeat a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday coming up, and then repeat that again next week. So I would say we're trying to just duplicate a 3 day prep week that we would normally have. And so obviously we've had a lot more time than we would in the season to study these guys. And so mentally I feel, we're definitely a little more prepared and our level of comfort's there, just because of the time we've had. But yeah, in terms of where we're at the camp, I would say that we're on about our first Tuesday, in terms of a regular practice season.
Let's see, I wanted to ask about the coaching staff, because this year coming in, you guys felt some pressure just as far as taking a step forward, and then all of the pressures that have surrounded, you know, the unique circumstances and everything. I imagine that's probably put some strain on the staff as a whole, but there's also that gratitude that you've mentioned before about just being able to go out and be playing football. What's it been like seeing the coaching staff deal with both the pressures and the gratitude side?
Yeah, it's, you know, I think if you don't feel any pressure in this profession, then you're not in a good place. So I think pressure is just how you handle it. Some people apply pressure and they relate that to fear that they're going to lose their job. Our pressure, I think, you know, is blocking out the noise, and the pressure is we want this for these guys. We want these for our kids, for these players. They work so hard. They're such great young men, and we got to do our part as coaches to help them accomplish their goals. And so I think that's where the pressure comes from. And I think the players are applying the right type of pressure to themselves too. And when you do that, it allows you to look at some of those other things you mentioned, to appreciate, you know, the luxury we have of being able to practice and play football and have all the opportunities we have. So I think those two go hand in hand with each other. And I think our coaching staff and our players have handled it tremendously.
Go ahead, Mitch.
Yeah, Fessy, handling, you know, looking at your personnel in your wide receiver room with the NCAA's rule to basically make this year where eligibility, the clock doesn't just kind of pauses this year. Does that factor into how you piece together the depth chart for your receivers, knowing that everyone kind of stays status quo with their current eligibility status?
It could, but for my room, really, it doesn't. I think everyone's kind of in a position right now where I'm going to play guys and prep them as if that wasn't on the table. And we'll kind of let that, it's nice to know that's out there. We'll let it take care of itself, but it won't affect any of the decisions I make with my group.
Any other questions? Okay. Thanks, Coach. Oh,
Greg, thanks, Rebell, guys. Has a
quick question. A question from Greg. Go ahead, Greg.
Hey, Fessy.
What's up, Greg?
Doing well. Is there value to you to having go-to guys at wide receiver, guys who can have 1,000-yard seasons, 100-catch seasons, having that kind of player on a team?
Yeah, I think that's critical. I really do. To be able to, you know, I know the last couple of years it's been hard to have a real featured guy that they haven't been able to surface. And, you know, I'm definitely a part of that as much as anything. And, you know, you got a guy like Matt Bushman, who's kind of a feature go-to guy. I think at the wideout position, it's critical to have one of those guys. And if it ends up happening, great. We want that to happen. But you look at the past BYU offenses, you know, that have been really successful. They've had that, whether it's the Colleys, the Hoffmans. You know, I think we have personnel in our group to do so many different things. But I think if a guy were to, you know, kind of break out and be that impact guy, I think that's a great problem to have, to find out who that's going to be. But I think it's healthy for an offense to have a guy like that.